It's April Fool's Day, April the 1st.
You better watch out around here.
And I know that.
I'm just going to say this now.
It's a dangerous time around here.
It is a dangerous time. And Simpson, please do not play any sort of April Fool's Day joke on me. Because I'm under a lot of pressure and I might take it the wrong way.
Yeah, that's true. There's no telling what'll happen, though.
I know.
April the 1st.
April the 1st.
And it's time for a visit with Tom and Alice. Tom Nichols and daughter Alice Nichols Bates. On the air for the Garland County Farmers Association, your Purina dealer, 1838 Airport Road in Hot Springs.
It's very odd to actually start a month on a Monday.
It is, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah.
It's like, ooh, it's the first day of the month and it's Monday.
Wow.
And we only have four Fridays this month.
Is that right? It's a short month.
It is. We have five Mondays, though.
Well, if you turn around twice, it'll be over, yeah.
Oh, I know. Well, on this April the 1st, it's National 1 Cent Day, so it's National Penny Day.
Okay.
That's the name of my vehicle, Penny.
You're right, yeah.
Penny. And it's National
That's
Sour...
That's the name of Sky King's niece, too, Penny.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
And it's National Sourdough Bread Day.
Mm-hmm. And down in Moultrie, Georgia, the annual pro-amateur snipe hunt is going on.
Okay.
Along with the snipe ball and the opening of the Snipe Museum. And the
That's a lot of snipage going on.
Well, there's more. And the Snipe-O-Rama Racetrack. I wonder if Tracy has ever hunted any snipes.
Oh, that's a good question.
We have to find out what a snipe is.
I honestly can say this. I do not know.
I don't either. But they hunt them down in Moultrie, Georgia. We'll have to look it up. A snipe. Yeah.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
It's also National Fun at Work Day. Well, that ties in with April Fool's Day.
It does. This is a busy week for us because we have a remote Saturday.
Okay.
At Red River.
Well, that's going to be big.
Jeeps and Joe number 2.
Okay.
So we're preparing for that. Brashears has their big thing this weekend.
Yeah. That's all. People look forward to that.
So this is a big week in our area, guys. So we're very, very busy here.
Yeah.
So.
And we're busy last week, too. The Arkansas Derby and Todd.
There was a lot of people there on Derby Day.
Todd Yacobian stopped by on
Thursday.
Yeah.
I know.
Big time.
I mean, it was a jam-packed week.
It sure was.
Tracy had on Crystal Conning, the paddock analyst for Oaklawn.
From New Zealand.
Yes.
Yeah. I enjoyed that.
I enjoyed that, too. And you called me in the middle of that. I'm like, I'm listening to this interview.
Yeah.
Because I really wanted to hear what she had to say. And
I didn't keep you long.
No, you didn't keep me long. Because I think you probably got the gist that I was listening to this interview.
Well, so was I.
So, 1853 on this day, Cincinnati becomes the first U.S. city to pay firefighters a regular salary.
Okay.
1864, the first accident insurance policy is issued in Hartford, Connecticut.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's why there's the insurance group named the Hartford.
That's true.
They run a lot during golf.
Mm-hmm.
They sponsor a lot of golf.
And they have that that great signature of the, an elk or something?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, something like that. 1929. We've talked about this before. The yo-yo was introduced to the public by Louis Marx. Now, that's something that I have never just, I mean.
You've never mastered the yo-yo?
I've never mastered the yo-yo. I mean, like, I can up and down, but there's these people that do tricks with it.
Oh, I know that. They call it walking the dog.
Yes, I am not that coordinated.
Hmm.
How are you with it?
Not bad.
Oh.
Not bad at all. And, of course, Scotty Mack is a... Yeah, he has a cousin that taught him how to use it.
Oh, he does.
Yo-Yo Mac.
Does he?
Yeah, he's from Birmingham, Alabama.
Oh, okay. Okay.
But he can walk the dog. And
your note's about to fall out of your pocket, right? And it just fell out.
It did fall out. Now put it back in.
Don't lose your note.
No, I can't do that.
Don't lose that. 1935, the first radio tube made of metal is produced in Schenectady, New York. Well, that's a good thing. That's how we're on the air. Radio tube.
Yeah, that's right. A special tube that our engineer has nursed along for years now.
He has.
It's amazing.
Theodore's very proud of that tube.
He should be. He's done a great job with
that
tube.
He has. He's done a great job with it.
Yeah.
1938, the Superman comic strip debuts in newspapers.
Mm-hmm.
1963, the daytime drama General Hospital premiered on ABC. It's one of the few that are left.
How about that?
General Hospital.
1956, Chet Huntley began his successful news career at NBC.
He was there for a long time.
Long time, yeah. And it finally, you know, became the Huntley-Brinkley Report.
Mm-hmm.
That was a competitor to Walter Cronkite, very popular.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And they both did a great job on that.
1957, the Everly Brothers single Bye Bye Love is released.
Mm-hmm. It has a nice beat to it.
It does. 1967, the Country Music Association Hall of Fame opens in Nashville.
Mm-hmm.
1972, Sylvia's Mother by Dr. Hook and the Medicine Show. Last Night I Didn't Get to Sleep at All by The Fifth Dimension. Morning Has Broken by Cat Stevens. All of those enter the top 40 on this day.
Mm-hmm.
1975, My Eyes Adored You by Frankie Valli is certified gold. And in 1978, Tracy's Girl, Olivia Newton-John, and John Travolta entered the U.S. Top 40 with You're the One That I Want.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. That's from the movie Grease.
Okay. It's supposed to be raining today, you know?
I'm over
We were lucky last week. It dried out.
I know.
But you know, rain is going to bring on the weeds again. And for knocking out weeds, if you visit the Garland County Farmers Association, you will find the best product available that'll knock them out. It's called Eraser Herbicide.
You mix it up every year.
You mix it up, and they have sprayers you can use.
Mm-hmm. They do.
1 gallon, 2 gallon, 3 gallon, larger sizes, two pump sprayers. Eraser Herbicide is one to ask for. Just spray it on. It knocks them out.
Yes.
And this is the time of year that you want to do that.
It is. It is. And they also, if you just have a small space, they have it in an aerosol can. So all you got to do is spray it and go.
That's right.
For small spaces.
And remember, the Farmers Association is headquarters for Purina horse feeds. They have a big supply of them formulated for your horse's age or lifestyle. You know, they've got them. Donkey feed, horse feed, you name
Chicken
it.
Chicken feed.
Yeah, dog food.
Yep. Yep. They got the whole Purina line there.
Purina. Been around for a long time, just like the Farmers Association.
Yes, since 1950.
Located at 1838 Airport Road in Hot Springs. I guess that's their third location. The original location was down by the railroad tracks in Hot Springs.
Oh, around Broadway?
No, on Central Avenue.
Oh, on Central.
Yeah, the Farmers Association. And then second location was the one that, you know, we were familiar with for years next to the racetrack.
Mm-hmm.
But this is the latest location, and it's a good one. 1838 Airport Road in Hot Springs. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 until 5, 7:30 until 1 on Saturday.
Well, born on this day, on the 1st of April, 1908, country singer Bob Nolan was born.
No, he's not a country singer. Bob Nolan is a poet of the West. one of the originators of the Sons of the Pioneers.
But that's country music.
No, it's not. It's Western music, and he wrote some of the classics, Cool Water, Tumbling Tumbleweeds, among others.
Okay.
But good actor, too, Bob Nolan.
Oh, okay.
We salute him.
1929, singer and actress Jane Powell. 1932, actor Gordon Jump. Also in 32, actress and singer Debbie Reynolds. 1934, Don Hastings turns 90 today. He was Dr. Bob on As the World Turns.
Are you telling me that Dr. Bob turns 90 today?
90.
Oh, my goodness.
1939, actress and model Allie McGraw. You like Allie McGraw.
Mm-hmm.
1980, country singer Kip Moore. And in 1986, country singer Hillary Scott from the group Lady A. That is Linda Davis's daughter.
Okay. Join us tomorrow for another visit with Tom and Alice, brought to you by the Garland County Farmers Association. 1838 Airport Road in Hot Springs, open Monday through Friday, 7:30 until 5, 7:30 until 1 on Saturday.